The daily newspaper Der Standard, November 10th, 2008. Looted art remains looted art. Spectacular protest by Israelite cult community against Leopold Museum.
Hörst die Polizei, ja.
Okay, ja. Activists of the Israelite cult community in Austria come together for a heated demonstration in the front of Leopold Museum. Wearing black jackets with the lettering Special Fars on the back and black hats, they block the entrance to the museum with yellow tape to invoke the impression of a crime scene. Their accusation: this is a place where looted art is exhibited. Their demand: close the Leopold Museum once and for all.
The emotional relationship of the family and the Israelitische Kultusgemeinde was quite bad for many years.
The daily newspaper Kleine Zeitung, July 22, 2010. Wally comes home.
Zum Schluss hat Anand Knapp vor seinem Tod gesagt, ich möchte nicht mehr zuwarten.
Shortly before his death, my husband said to me, I don't want to wait any longer. I just want the compilation of Egon and Wally so badly. It's my greatest wish to see them together. I want to show their trueness in my museum again. That's why I want a legal arrangement. His wish was my command. Therefore, we sold another painting and bought Wally back for a second time for a big amount of money.
Und damit kam sie zurück ins Museum.
I personally was present when on the telephone my father, with the help of me and my not so well but better than his English, had this conversation with America about a settlement.
Dieter Leopold recalls the moment when the settlement came through. It was not long after this solution was found, which pleased all parties involved, that Rudolf Leopold died. He did not see Wally again. The Leopold Foundation paid the bonditory heirs the sum of 14.8 million euros as a compensation for the previous loss. The great-nephew of Leah, André Bondy, stated in a public speech,
"When I brought my father a copy,
of the federal decision, he was seated in a wheelchair in his driveway, and he just beamed and shook his head in wonder and disbelief that this was happening, that justice was finally being done. For me, that moving moment exemplifies what this restitution effort is all about."
1 month after Rudolf Leopold's death, his wife Elisabeth took the journey to New York City to formally receive the painting that was then about to be exhibited in a Jewish Heritage Museum before it was finally brought back to Vienna.
Der Moment, wo es in unser Eigentum wieder zurückkam, den wollte ich erleben und vor allem möchte ich das Bild wieder sehen.
I wanted to experience the moment of getting the painting back. Finally, it was ours once again, after such a long time. I wanted to be there. I wanted to see the painting after 13 years. So I stood there instead of him, waiting for Wally in customs. Just lovely how they had stored the painting, locked behind a huge door. The officials on duty accompanied me as if it was really festive. No, not festive, instead fully secure.
Beamten, sehr feierlich. Nicht feierlich, sondern voll Sicherheit.
It was a kind of festive feeling and a feeling of relief when the painting came back.
This case of looted art is closed. But even 7 decades after the end of World War II, there are plenty of similar cases still unsolved. When restitution started to take place in larger numbers in the early 2000s, the lawyer Gregor Radkolb worked on 2 to 3 cases a year. Today it is calmer, he explains, because people know where to go. The Austrian government set up a commission for provenance research, whose service is free of charge. One of its members is Eva Blimlinger, who explains the present situation.
Now there are less cases than 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but the cases now are very complicating. At the beginning it was clear, Bondi, etc. It was a big collection, yeah. Now we have cases which are not easy and complicating, and we discuss it 2 or 3 times in the commission because it's really a big deal to find the right decision. It's not easy sometimes. Yeah.
In respect thereof, one could say that the confusing journey of Bildnis Valley at least contributed to improve the juridical tools for those who still have to fight for the looted property.
The new restitution law, it is simply great. It could serve as a role model for other countries.
But apart from fair laws, a political will is always necessary as well. Unsurprisingly, no private owner nor museum is pleased when it has to give back a painting from his collection. And this might be something Austria could do better.
Schieles Valley.
Valli Neuziel's and Egon Schiele's relationship came to an inevitable end in the spring of 1915, when Egon got engaged to Edith Harms. Extant correspondence cards show that Valli acted as a mediator, as she accompanied them on their ventures. According to a note from Schiele's sister, Gertrude Peschka, Valli said, when she left, to regret nothing more in her life than introducing Egon to his later wife.
On the left side was Egon, on the right side was Valli.
Schiele neigt sich zu ihr.
Schiele leans towards her.
Und die Valli neigt sich zu ihm.
And Valli leans towards him.
How a painting provoked restitutions for Jewish ownership in Austria. A radio feature by Felix Diewald, Clemens Draxler, Juliane Egger, Almut Gräser and Victoria Posch.